AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Justice Department says it's looking into whether it improperly withheld documents from the Jeffrey Epstein files after several news organizations reported some of the records involving uncorroborated accusations made by a woman against President Trump were not included in those released to the public. This comes as Bill and Hillary Clinton are set to testify today and tomorrow in a House investigation into Epstein. Iran's foreign ministry says delegates from the country and the U.S. have exchanged very constructive proposals so far in their third round of nuclear talks. The ministry spokesperson says they discussed proposals regarding Iran's nuclear program and sanctions relief, but did not provide details. The talks in Geneva, Switzerland have briefly paused and are set to continue later this afternoon. In California, federal agents in Los Angeles were searching the home and office of the head of the nation's second-largest school district. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The FBI is serving search warrants at the home and office headquarters of the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, Alberto Carvalho. TV news footage showed agents in FBI shirts and jackets outside Carvalho's modest home in the San Pedro neighborhood. A person familiar with the probe says it's part of an ongoing investigation. At the beginning of the school year, Carvalho told CBS News it was clear that amid federal immigration crackdowns, there was a lot of fear in families that he described as having fragile immigration status. He said the district was working with a number of cities to develop and implement a set of rapid awareness and communication protocols and doing what they could to lessen fear among parents. The nature of the investigation was not immediately clear. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. stocks are holding steady in early trading on Wall Street. AI chip giant NVIDIA slipped despite delivering results and a forecast that beat expectations. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on memorial services and events to honor Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Memorial services for Reverend Jesse Jackson begin in Chicago and stretch across the country to honor his long civil rights legacy. Jackson will lie in repose for 2 days at the Rainbow Push Coalition headquarters. Events also take place in Washington, D.C. and in South Carolina, where Jackson was born and began his activism. Jackson died last week at 84 after a rare neurological disorder. Tributes have spread worldwide. Digital screens on Chicago's L trains display Jackson's portrait and his well-known mantra,
"I am somebody. Respect me."
His family says the services are open to all. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.